Let's go and have a chat with Matt Smith. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Andrew.
Matt, first time we've chatted to you on air since, I guess, the disappointment of retiring Fierce Impact, but life moves on. You got Nimalee and the like running on the weekend, but he was a horse that carried you into where you are right now.
Absolutely. It's a very sad day to see him walk out of the stable. He's a, you know, just a superstar for us. And, he's just a horse that always turned up. I don't know how many Group 1s he ran in, but he either won or ran a place in most of them. He's just a really good horse for us. Fantastic.
Yeah, and I know the sales were on last week, but there was time. I saw a little video come out when he did walk out. And let's hope that we see his progeny. I think he's going to a stud in Victoria, Lovina Stud.
Yes, that's right. He's in Telenova Park, and I'm sure he'd be well received down there. You know, he won his three Group 1s in Victoria, but he's a horse that everyone should consider. You know, he's a two-year-old winner first time out in England, so he had some two-year-old form as well, and he trained on to be a really good older horse. So, and obviously, you know, all at the mile, which is that sprinter mile distance, which should suit Australia. So, hopefully he'll get well supported down there.
Let's hope so. Nimalee is the one that I mentioned going into the Group 1 Queen of the Turf and going in with great form. The last two wins have been strong. You set it up with the win at Rose Hill on a soft seven track. Then you trialled and came back and won the Emancipation. She's just a nice developing mare for you, Matt.
Yes, she is, for sure. She always showed, even early on, she was going to be a nice mare, you know, provided she continued to improve, which she has. And, you know, it was a solid win the other day. I think, off the back of a little freshen up, certainly was a good effort. And the mile at Randwick should be suitable. It's obviously a really tough race, and these races are very hard to win. But I just feel like she had the right preparation. Her preparation's been great. Going into the race now, the last month has been excellent. And, everything's got to go right to win these sorts of races. But I feel that she's just there at the moment, so she's ready.
I say it regularly to trainers with mares that sometimes when they hit that form, you want to just keep it going for months, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. This time of year, especially mares, a lot of mares come in, you know, really fine form. Coming into the you get the cooler days and it picks them up and they just feel well in themselves. And so for this mare, she's been great form throughout this preparation, and the work continued to be very good this week. And she just looks, you know, in the right place at the right time. But, you know, still going to go and win them, and a bit of an awkward barrier. So, you know, it might be tricky, but I can't be happy with the way she's going into the race.
I was just going to pose the question around the barrier. Comfortable mile, it's probably one of the best starts ever anywhere in a track in Australia, really, the mile start. So it's a long back straight to give Rachel King a bit of a chance here.
Yeah, for sure. Look, she's rolled forward, you know, the last two runs, and she's appreciated being ridden that way. So we won't change anything on Saturday. Rachel will have to work it out. But she seems to really like just being let flow forward. And the previous preparations, we've held her up a little bit, but she's definitely better when she's allowed to stride. So, look, we won't change anything. We'll go out there on Saturday and change anything too much. We'll leave it to Rachel. But the mile, certainly she's run. She's been placed over the mile at Randwick in a Group 3 race. And so, you know, the mile will be ideal. The track should be okay. Hopefully there's any sort of rain around the suitor. But she also goes well on a firm track. So, yeah, I'm very happy with that.
Soft 5 at the moment. They've left it there this morning. They're saying maybe 2.5-3 mil between Friday and Saturday with the majority tomorrow. So just that sting out would be suitable anyway.
Yes, I noticed with the Breakfast of the Stars on Tuesday, the track had a bit of give in it, which, look, most horses appreciate that sort of track. You know, not many love it too firm. So if it's anywhere in that range, that soft 5, good 4, you know, that'd be perfect.
I want Tricky Gal to win another race. She's just knocking on the door, isn't she? She deserves one, and she goes into the Sapphire at 1,200 again on Saturday.
Yeah, look, she's so consistent, and probably 12's, you know, probably at the lower end of a range, to be fair to her. She's definitely better at 14, but we just decided to keep her fresh. The 1600 is probably a little bit too far at this level. We decided to keep her fresh and go to the 12. Look, she'll be better suited at 14, and we'll look to campaign her in Queensland after this at those mares races up there that get out to the 1400 metres will suit her better. I'm sure she'll run very well, but, you know, the 12's just a bit sharp for her.
Okay, and I've got to ask you about Grey Lion, because we saw that work at Breakfast with the Stars there on Tuesday leading up Sir Dragon. Were you happy with Grey Lion's work?
Yeah, he was super. You know, like to mix it up with the old boy and just keep him interested in what's going on. And he was bucking and feeling well down there on Tuesday morning. And I think he thought he was going to the races. He was very excited. So that was what it was all about for him, just to give him a nice gallop and let him enjoy himself. And he pulled up super. And, yeah, he's running Saturday week at Randwick over 2,000 metres. And, you know, he seems to be just enjoying what he's doing. His first up run was excellent. So, you know, he'll get better as he gets up to these 2,000-metre distances and a little bit further.
Well, certainly in that work on Tuesday, Sir Dragon A was probably four or five lengths behind, and we know Dragon A was finishing off nicely, but you couldn't admire Grey Lion the way that he was really enjoying it, I reckon.
No, I said to Jace, if you've got the opportunity, you need to pinch a bit of a break on this bloke. So he put his foot on the gas at the half mile, and it was a nice work out for both horses, actually. I think Sir Dragon Eight got a good gallop as well, so it worked out perfect for both of them.
Good luck on Saturday, Matt, with both of those, particularly Nimalee in the big Group 1. I hope she runs well for you.
Thanks, Andrew, and good luck to all the listeners out there punting.